Store for details valid through April 12th.
This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking about selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investment, this is the show for you. We're a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, speaker, and trainer. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions. 800-ABC-KABC, 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Good morning, Southern California. This is Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty, and this is the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KBC, your number one source for all things real estate every Saturday, 10 a.m. Whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, leasing a home, buying investment property, or you need help with mortgage finance or refinance, this is your place to go and the number one show here on the air. We're so excited today. We have such a special show today. Joining us back by popular demand, third or fourth guest appearance, I don't even know anymore, just a good friend of the show, Mr. David Glass. David, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Danny. How you doing, goalie?
Good morning. Hi.
Thanks for being back, David. You are awesome. We love when you come here to talk about family law. You're a family law expert, attorney, and we always get all the phones ringing, people calling and ask all those great questions. So thanks for being here. Welcome back, and we're excited to chat with you about family law and real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. Excited to jump in.
Good stuff. And folks, if you're listening to the show, write down this number, pick up that phone, and give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC, 800-222-5222. Give us a call and ask all of your family law questions. David Glass is here. He'll answer them. He's ready to go. So on the lines, of course, as always, from Movement Mortgage, the number one fastest growing mortgage company in the world, the only mortgage company we trust with all things real estate finance, the one and only Super Payman Kermani. Payman, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
How's it going?
Good, good. Not too bad. Not too bad. Quiet, a little quiet in the mortgage front.
All right, we'll talk about that in just a second. Well, welcome to the show and thanks for being here. And to my right, Goalie Vidani is live and in studio from TBG Homes and Keller Williams in Calabasas. She's ready. She's here. She's going to talk about celebrity and luxury real estate a little later on. But first, good morning, Goalie, and thanks for being here.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited about having David here because I saw him on Extra a couple weeks ago, so I feel like I'm sitting next to a celebrity.
Oh, really? I see. David, you're moving up in the world. You're here, now you're on Extra.
Yeah, well, I always say I had a face for radio, but it looks like I'm getting some TV time, too.
Nice. How was that experience?
It was great. Great. They called me in. It was an international child custody issue. I've had a couple cases like that. So I got to talk to them about the risks of a child being taken to France.
Oh, yes. The risks of an adult being taken to France, too.
Right.
Yeah, no good. Good stuff. So wait, tell us more about that, because Goalie was talking to us about it before. I heard what the case was, and he got me excited.
Yeah, so it's Scarlett Johansson, a famous actress. She's married to a French national. They've lived in New York for their entire marriage. But they're getting divorced now. And the husband said through his attorney that he planned to ask for primary custody of their three-year-old child and to take the child to live with him in France.
Okay.
And that's a big issue. For a relocation from the United States, the court has to go through maybe 13 or 14 factors to determine if that's the right thing. And the thing that Scarlett Johansson has against her is that she spends a lot of time outside of New York. She's on a film set for 6 months in Miami. She's on a TV show in New Orleans for another 3 months.
Right.
So she has to show that the child's home is actually New York, and the child would do better continuing to live in New York and bopping around the country with her than living in France.
I see.
So the husband, or ex-husband now, who's the French national, probably doesn't travel as much as she does and therefore has a case to a custody case. And I mean, that just sounds so scary that her child can be taken away from her just because she travels, right?
Right. And she would still have custody, but she would have to go to France to go visit with the child. And so has the means, she has the jet and all the money to go there. But the child living in France would be a big change for the child.
I see.
I have no idea what you said, but what I'm hearing you say is that Scarlett Johansson is now available.
That's right.
All right.
That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
She is beautiful.
Good stuff. I even got Payman laughing on that one. That's what I'm talking about.
That was a good one. That was good.
And Dino. Speaking of Payman, I know you said it's a little quiet on the mortgage front, but talk to us, my man. What is going on in real estate, mortgage, and finance? What can our listeners expect here if they're out looking for loans, shopping for deals? What's going on?
You know what? A little quiet on the mortgage front, but I wanted to kind of talk to you guys about a new new program that we rolled out. It's called the Easy App. We rolled it out a couple months ago. Wanted to kind of just give you a quick update on that. Got some new benefits and stuff. Easy App is a link that is on my website that is on Movement Mortgage's website too as well. Any borrower can go in there, submit an application any time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Submit an application. We basically take that mortgage application process and turn a mortgage application process that would be over the phone, a 45-minute process, down to a 7 to 10-minute process. You can submit all your documents, everything through that app. Will go directly to the loan officer. Will come to me if you go through my link. Get you pre-approved right away within that 7 to 10-minute process. It is phenomenal. You can submit your bank statements, your tax returns, everything, your pay stubs through that system securely to that loan officer without having to go through an application over the phone for 45 minutes to an hour. It is a phenomenal process.
Yeah, and I'll attest to the Easy App. I know we have, by the way, we call it the Easy App, not just the Easy App payment. So the Easy App is awesome, and it's so easy to use. And if you're looking for a loan and you're out there, just check it out, because all you have to do is just do everything online. A lot of our clients are really taking advantage of this and really loving it. So thanks for that payment. It's really cool.
Definitely, definitely. And as far as mortgage rates go, mortgage rates right now ticked down a little bit this week. They are still at all-time lows. Right now is the hottest time to buy a house, sell, refinance. Rates are really, really good at this point.
Fantastic, Payman. I love to hear that. And folks, again, we've been talking about this for weeks, but I just want to reiterate that it is a super competitive market out there. If you're looking to buy a home, you not only need that team of real estate all-stars working with you, you also need that amazing mortgage lender. And the one thing that Movement Mortgage does that's so unique is issue that California commitment letter right up front so that you have that and you can waive your loan contingency. We just had a client of ours go into escrow last week on a property where there were multiple offers, a ton of people trying to buy the property. They got it because they were able to go in without a loan or appraisal contingency using Movement Mortgage. So if you have questions about that, comments, you want to talk about it, you want to ask us something, just give us a call, 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. And on that note, let's go ahead and turn to those phone lines and let's have a chat. Good morning. You're online with Danny, David, Goalie, and Payman on the Real Estate Zone. Or maybe not. Dino doesn't have him queued up yet. We'll wait a second, and then Dino will have him queued up. Hey, David, let me jump right in. I got a question for you. Something that comes up for us a lot in real estate, which is we may have a married couple that's buying property, and we actually just had one where someone bought property, but when they took title, usually they'll take title as community property, right, as survivorship or whatever. In this case, they actually took title 75-25, and even they don't know why they did it, but the husband took it as 75%. The wife took it 25% on the title report, and now there might be an issue, and we're trying to figure out, like, how do they divide it up? Who gets what? What happens in that case? Just curious.
So in California, community property law is what's called title blind. It really doesn't matter whose name is on the title. What matters is the timing. When was the house purchased? So was it purchased between the date of marriage and the date they separated? That presumptively makes a community property. Then second part, you look at what money did they use? Did they use money that they earned and saved during the marriage to purchase the house? Or did one party bring in money that they had before? And so if they're using new money that they made during the marriage, that's the second factor, and now it's community property. So in this case, if they bought it during the marriage, they used money that they had saved up during the marriage, it doesn't matter that it says 75-25, or even if it was only in the husband's name, the wife is still going to get half of the value as part of her community property.
Got it. And for Goalie, since she's a feminist, even if it's in the wife's name and the husband, right?
Yes.
You like that?
Thank you. Thank
I've got to be more careful about that.
No, that's okay. I appreciate it. So, David, what happens then? Like you mentioned that if it was money earned before the marriage, if they brought in that money and bought that house together, then how would it be divided?
So if one party brings in money that they own, that they had before the marriage, that's separate property, and they use it for a deposit on the house. That at the end of the marriage, when they're dividing up that property, they'll get that same deposit that went in, will come right back out dollar for dollar, but they won't earn any interest on it. So if they bought the house at $1 million and now they sell it at $5 million, all that increase in value is community property. The only thing that the person who put their deposit down from separate property gets back is their same deposit back.
And whatever equity they've earned, probably like 50% of that, because that's community property.
That's back. Right. So okay. They get their separate property back, then half of the increase.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. See, Goli hasn't been here in a couple of weeks, so I got to mess with her.
That's that's okay.
We missed you.
I had been here, I have a feeling it wouldn't have changed.
We missed you, Goli, but we did have Maxim and Lila fill in for you.
I know. I got a little nervous because they could very easily steal my job.
Well, it was funny. We had Maxim on, and Maxim's a little bit more reserved, but he did a good job. And then we had Lila on, and she's like going crazy in here, and Frank loved it, and Dina loved it, and they're telling me, like, keep bringing Lila back. She's awesome, very animated.
That's great.
Well, folks, David, this is such good stuff. Goli, always great, and with payment from Movement Mortgage. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, more with David. Get your family law questions ready and give us a call. Free advice. Not going to get that very often. 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC. Give us a call. We'll be right back on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Speaking of problems.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, the fallout of the failure to pass a health care bill in Washington.
Plus, we'll tell you which movie ruled the box office this past weekend and hopefully track my good friend Kate Del Castillo down.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Hathaway right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
That's Del Castillo.
Hi, I'm Danny Batsalkin. I'm a realtor with TBG Homes at Keller Williams Realty and the host of the Real Estate Zone radio show right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC on Saturday mornings. I've got a system called the hassle-free listing. I offer flexible fees, and if you're not happy, you can fire me. Mind you, I think you'll be happy because my average time for selling a house is 31 days faster than the market average, and most of them sell for 99.2% or more of the list price. Now, I'm not trying to brag. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Fact, my team and I personally sell over 19 times as many homes as the average agent. That's a house every 4 days. Find out why. For a free, no-obligation information packet, call anytime, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. That's SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. Flexible fees, no upfront costs, cancel anytime, the hassle-free listing. Don't sell your home until you call for my free information package. 800-358-7563. 800-358-7563. 1-800-358-7563. Or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams Realty, California BRE number 014-21366.
A young American soldier, a beautiful French girl, and the love affair that's taken Broadway's breath away. An American in Paris. Winner of 4 Tony Awards, It's a Triumph cheers the New York Times. A masterpiece raves the Wall Street Journal. An American in Paris.
At the Hollywood Pantages Theater, now through April 9th only. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Whether you want breakfast for dinner or dinner for lunch, get any meal, anytime at Norm's.
Our bigger, better breakfast is only $6.79. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes served 24/7.
Or get your feast on with Norm's New York Steak and Shrimp Dinner served all day and night. Hand-cut steak, golden fried shrimp, vegetable, potato, soup, and salad, all for $11.99. Come into Norm's restaurants and eat what you want, when you want. Open 24/7. NormsRestaurants.com.
Imagine what your life could be like with a law degree. Think of the different areas of law in which you could practice. More importantly, the people you could help. Now imagine a law school that's as committed to Christian principles as it is to academic excellence. A school that's accredited and affordable. My name is Eric Halverson, and I don't have to imagine that school. I work there. I'm the dean of faith-based Trinity Law School in Orange County. and I invite you to come to our upcoming open house. See for yourself how scholarships and financial aid can put that law degree well within your reach. Learn how you can enroll without taking the law school admission test. The students we accept are the students we believe in. Imagine that. Make justice your mission. Our next open house is where that mission begins.
Attend Trinity Law School's open house Thursday evening, March 30th. That's Thursday, March 30th. Seating is limited. Register online today at tls.edu/openhouse. That's tls.edu/openhouse.
News. Talk. Evolve. Evolve. 790 KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone. Frank bringing us in with a little Neil Diamond. David, that's kind of up your speed.
Yeah, my dad went to high school with Neil Diamond back in Brooklyn, New York.
I remember you told me that. It's awesome. We went to the concert.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah. It was greatest hits. It was like he wasn't even there.
It was fantastic. We loved it. Good stuff. Just keep that rolling, Frank. We like it. We can keep talking. All right, good stuff. Welcome back. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, with The Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio. Here we go. We got Goalie to my right, Celebrity Luxury Real Estate coming right up. We got David Glass from Enenstein Ribicoff and a few other guys. He is our family law expert. We got Payman Kermani for Movement Mortgage on the lines, welcoming everyone back to the show. You guys, I got to tell you, I'm so excited because Monday we're going to Mammoth for a little spring break snowboarding with the family, so I can't wait.
Oh, that's going
to
be great. They've got great snow up there.
Yeah, it's snowing
fantastic.
Right now.
It's fantastic. It's amazing. We were there 3 weeks ago. You're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, it's snowing right now, so we're so excited. My little guy, Baron, we keep asking him, when are we going to the snow? And he goes, Monday.
Oh, that's so cute. That's too cute.
So he knows. Well, folks, we got more with David Glass, our family law expert. He's a psychologist. He's a family lawyer. He is the best in the business. By the way, David, tell our listeners if they want to get a hold of you, if they want to get, you know, talk to you, maybe have a consultation confidentially. Maybe they don't want to call in because they have a private matter. How do they get in touch with you?
They can give me a call at 310-899-2070. That's 310-899-2070 or online, glassfamilylaw.com.
There you go, guys. Glassfamilylaw.com. That's glassfamilylaw.com. We'll also be in our show notes on Facebook and on our website. So just search for Real Estate Zone Radio. So, David, I know Goalie's got a question. She is ready and waiting to ask you. She's been waiting since the break. Let's hear it, Goalie. What do you got?
So we have a lot of clients who like to take advantage of Proposition 60 and 90, and it's a huge advantage for our clients who are over 55 to be able to transfer those property taxes. What happens in a divorce? Do they get to split those property taxes, the advantage? How does that work? Because that just recently came up for me, and I kind of didn't know the answer.
Yeah, so there's no straight answer in family law. You cannot split the Proposition 60 or Proposition 90 tax advantage. And that's, you know, if you're over 55 and you sell your home and you buy a house within a certain amount of time for less money, you can roll over your old tax payment because maybe you bought the house when it was $300,000. And now if you're going to move anywhere, your taxes are going to be higher, so you can save on your taxes on the new house. The family code doesn't provide for an ability to split it. So basically it comes down to which of the two parties goes out and buys a new house first and submits the application. And a lot of family law attorneys don't plan for it. So I tell all my clients who are over 55 who are selling a family house to go out and buy a house immediately and get the application in, because as long as they're the first, they get the full benefit of the tax rollover.
Wow. So it's just whoever does it
first. It's a race.
It's a race. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And of course, you tell them to buy a house with your friends at TBG Homes.
Right.
All-star real estate agents.
And if they need a mortgage, they know where to go.
They know where to go. They call Super Payment Kermani.
Exactly. And we'll do it quickly, and we'll win the race.
Yeah, because that actually is true, because Movement Mortgage can close in like 12 days. So they're going to win that race unless they're buying all cash. Even then, sometimes they can't close that fast. Very cool. Good question, Goalie. I like that.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize that would ever be the answer. It's incredible.
Right. It's a race. It's like recording laws. Well, David, I got one for you. You know, we have a lot of our clients buying. We actually just had a client that bought where they weren't married yet. right? And in this situation, actually, they weren't married, and I think they were putting one of the parents on title or something like that as well. And they were concerned about, you know, how do we take title? How do we structure that? And you've done that for some of our clients in the past. I was wondering if you could touch on that a little bit for our clients that may either not be married or in some, you know, community relationship or something where maybe they're buying it as a boyfriend, girlfriend. What do they do in that case when they're buying property?
So if a couple buys a piece of real estate and they're later maybe going to get married, the piece of property that they bought can't ever become community property because they bought it before the marriage. And so that if they then later get divorced, that piece of property can't be determined by the family court. They'd have to go to a separate civil court and go through the whole process of having the house sold if they can't agree. The way around that is to do a cohabitation agreement. The cohabitation agreement says we're buying this property as two individuals. We may get married one day. If we get married one day, we both agree that this property will be treated as community property, and all of the money we each put into the house initially will come back to us as separate property, but everything else will be community above that. And then they can roll that in, if they want, into a prenuptial agreement. A prenuptial agreement allows you to specify exactly how you're going to treat property, either according to the California Family Code or your own way. And so I advise people to say in their cohabitation agreement, if we get married, we're going to reach a separate agreement that's a prenup, and we're going to roll this property into the prenup, which then rolls it into the community.
You know, I've always wondered, how ironclad are prenups? Is it really the way it's written and who writes it and how it's put together that determines how ironclad it is? Because I've had several instances lately where clients have, divorces, unfortunately, and they've had to sell or do something or take out equity or something or another, but there's been a prenup involved and they've said, well, it's okay, I can get around the prenup. Is that something that actually can happen?
You can get around a prenup. California happens to be one of the tightest states in the whole country as far as enforcing prenuptial agreements. As long as each party had an attorney when they drafted it, and as long as each party did a full and fair disclosure of their assets at that time, and as long as they don't make it so one-sided that one party is going to end up on public assistance, most prenups will be enforced. But people mess around. They try to do it themselves. They don't do a full and fair disclosure. And that leaves a big hole that an attorney can come in and blow up and get rid of the prenup.
Well, it's funny that you say that. So in this particular case, the gentleman himself is an attorney who wrote up the prenup, and she was not represented by an attorney. She allowed him to do it. So
sounds bad already.
Yes. So would that be the type of prenup that probably you could get around?
Probably. I'd have to look at it. Sure. I'd have to see if she had the opportunity to go meet with an attorney, if he gave her money to go meet with an attorney, and then if he gave a full and fair disclosure. But most attorneys who try to write their own prenups end up screwing it up. I had a case where I represented the wife. The husband was an attorney, didn't tell his wife to get an attorney, her own attorney. And I blew up the prenup, and it made a $2 or $3 million difference in what she received from the divorce. So a prenup is the best insurance policy that you can possibly have for a divorce. You can pay $4,000 or $5,000 to get a prenup, and you can avoid $40,000 or $50,000 in attorney's fees later. I like to tell people that friends don't let friends get married without a prenup.
Right.
So when Elena and I got married, I had this mountain bike that I bought with my own property. And I told her, like, and that was pretty much all we had when we got married. We got married, like, right after law school, right? So I said, if anything ever happens, that mountain bike goes to me. Have it.
Did you write it up in a prenup?
I didn't write it up, but okay. we shook on it. Enforceable?
Probably not.
Damn, she gets half my mountain bike. Fortunately, nothing's ever happening, right, Elena? She's listening. Loves me. She's not going anywhere. All right, good stuff. David, always so awesome to have you on. I mean, such great information. And folks, if you're listening, as you can tell, this stuff is complicated. Don't do this alone. I love what you just said. Friends don't let friends get married without a prenup. Friends probably don't let friends do any of this stuff without having a team of all-stars, whether you're buying a house or selling a house or getting a mortgage. We are here for you. We're here to educate you. We're here to help you and make that process smooth, efficient, fun, and exciting. So give us a call. If you want to chat with us, if you have a question for David, 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-ABC-KABC. 1-800-222-5222 is the number. David, I got one more for you. You know, it's LA. Housing prices are expensive. And a lot of times what happens, and actually some people might not even know about this, when someone buys a house, especially our younger clients, you know, our millennials and stuff like that, they will get a gift from a parent or a family member. What happens in that situation to those gift funds when they come in for a purchase? How are they treated?
And so it all depends on how that gift was made. And so if the parents are careful and they're doing things the right way, they'll make the gift only to their son or daughter. So I'm helping my son and his new wife buy a house. But the gift of $100 or $200 or whatever it is, $1,000, is going only to my son. Then they're going to document that with a gift letter that gets put into the escrow and is part of all the escrow papers. And now you have the evidence that the gift was only to one party. And gifts from family members to one party in a marriage are not community property. They're separate property. So at the end of the case, he would get that same gift back off the top.
I see.
Before they divided any of the other value in the asset.
Got it.
But it's just like bringing money into the property prior to being married.
Right.
Like what we discussed.
As long as you have all the documentation.
Right.
If the parents give the gift to the parties and they say, we're giving this to you, husband and wife, to buy a house, and there isn't a gift letter, and they put it into a joint account, and it comes from the party's joint account into escrow, now you've lost your chance to trace it and prove that it's separate property and it was a gift, because the wife is going to say, that was a gift to both of us, and a gift to both of us is a gift to the community.
Sure, sure.
Ooh, okay, I see.
And in most cases in these situations, the money goes directly into escrow, right? And the gift letter, actually, let's ask Payman about this. Payman, when you get a gift letter when you're doing a mortgage, is there a specific form you need, or it doesn't really matter for your purposes?
Provided by the lender, and I was going to ask David that same question, but would the gift letter that the lender provides be sufficient enough to hold on to as far as the borrower goes?
Yeah, so the lender will provide them typically a form letter that they write in. They just need to make sure that they write in that they're giving the gift only to their family member, not to the couple.
See, that's the key. That's the key.
The specific name would be on there, so that's good. So that we can tell our clients to hold on to that gift letter just in case if anything does happen, to have some kind of sufficient evidence that that was given to the specific borrower.
And one more step is if the parents wire the money into escrow, they need to make sure that on the settlement statement it shows the money being wired in from their account as opposed to coming from some sort of community account.
And Payman, I just want to make sure we're super specific on this, because if we have, let's say, a couple as the borrower, right? So let's say you got, you know, a husband and wife as the borrower, and the gift letter says husband and wife are both going to get those gifts. What David's saying, I think, is the gift letter should actually say specifically, like, I'm giving this gift to the wife, even though husband and wife are the borrowers.
Yeah, there's a specific spot on our gift letter and a lot of, I mean, basically on every lender's gift letter that would put the specific name on there. So that's what I was kind of getting at. Yeah, there is a spot on there where you can put a specific name to that person that you're gifting that money to.
Fantastic. Good stuff. We're getting super specific here. And as you guys can tell, this is why you need that team of real estate all-stars at TBG Homes. Keller Williams, you got David Glass for all things family law. Give us a call if you have any questions, 1-800-222-5222. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, more with David. We got celebrity luxury real estate coming up and more with Payman from Movement Mortgage. You're live on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Wake up with Doug McIntyre in the morning.
Julian Assange and the WikiLeaks people, they dumped all these documents about the CIA hacking your Samsung television and your smartphones. I said, good. I hope that our spies can do that.
I just want to know if an agent is listening to me through my Alexa.
You know Alexa's ratting us out. I'm not positive, but I was hitting Haagen-Dazs the other night, and I'm pretty sure I heard Alexa say, you're not having another scoop of ice cream, are you?
McIntyre in the morning. Now with Leanne tweeting news. 5 to 10 on KABC.
Hi, this is Chip Wade, DIY expert, TV host, and lead designer for WadeWorks Creative. Are you in the market for new appliances? Head to the Home Depot to get big savings on top brand name appliances you trust, like KitchenAid, Samsung, LG, and Whirlpool. Saving on appliances has never been easier, with free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Just pick out the latest models from top brands and let the Home Depot take care of the rest. Visit homedepot.com/appliances for details. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing.
It's Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot,
And right now, you can save up to 35% on appliances, like the Whirlpool stainless steel French door refrigerator. With its AccuChill temperature management system and full-width pantry, it keeps food at the correct temperature. And during Spring Black Friday, it's a special buy at just $998. Over $700 in savings. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid through April 12th.
It's a great day at Mike Diamond Plumbing. How can I make you smile?
By getting my hot water back. My shower is spitting icicles.
I could get a smell good plumber out there today.
Awesome. How much is the house call?
Are you a residential homeowner?
Yes.
Does your hot water heater have a tank or is it tankless?
It has a tank.
Then the house call is free during normal business hours.
But this is Saturday.
Not a problem. We're open 7 days a week.
Then by all means, send a smell good plumber my way. And thank you for being a real person. I keep getting Bubba's answering machine over at Stinky's Rooter.
We're live 24 hours a day, and your smell good plumber will be there shortly.
I'm Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumbers will show up on time and smell good.
Or your water heater house call
is free.
Have a smell good plumber diagnose your hot water heater for free today. Call 1-800-446-MIKE or check out the water heaters page at MikeDiamond.com. Contractor license number 399-170.
Your source for breaking news. Live and local. KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
All right, here we go. Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We're having so much fun here on our special show, bringing us back with Guns N' Roses. Thanks, Frank. Thanks, Dino. We got Goalie from TBG Homes in Calabasas. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, TBG Homes, and Keller Williams. And, of course, we have special guests today. So excited to welcome back David Glass, family law attorney, psychologist, expert in family law. Guys, this is the guy you want to talk to. If you have any issues, if you're getting married, if you're separating, if there's anything going on, trust, estates, probate, all kinds of good stuff that David can help you with. David, what we haven't done in a little while is tell the folks where to call you. So what's the best way to get a hold of you if they want a consultation?
So if people want to give me a call, they can give me a call at 310-899-2070, or they can find me on the internet at glassfamilylaw.com.
There you go, folks. Glassfamilylaw.com. And by the way, if you want to talk to David right now, live on the radio, it's 800-222-5222. 1-800-ABC-KBC. That's 800-222-5222. And welcoming back from a phone line that works with no echo, we got Payman Kermani from Movement Mortgage. Welcome back, Payman. Excited to chat with you. And here we go, Goalie. You got a question for David Glass.
I do. I have so many clients getting divorced, David. Okay, so in the situation where there's an irrevocable trust that was formed during the marriage because they wanted to be very explicit about how things, assets were going to be divided, potentially if something was to happen, and it was done irrevocably. Now, both parties in a divorce have decided that they want to go back and amend some of the things that were done in the trust. Can you go back in an irrevocable trust and amend certain things if both parties agree?
It depends how the trust was written. So an irrevocable trust, you can't revoke it. You can't take the assets out of it and redistribute it. But you may irrevocable trust, depending how it was written by the original attorney, may give you the power to go in and modify. You can maybe modify the beneficiaries. You can add a beneficiary. You can take away a beneficiary. But the key with an irrevocable trust is that you're taking the money out of your own name and putting it into the name of the trust. So you take away a lot of your own control over that money and put it in the hands of the trustee, and then also put it within the rules of the irrevocable trust. So the answer is maybe, depending on how it's written. And then even if they are able to modify it, they're going to be limited into what they're allowed to modify.
I see. Okay.
And that's a very lawyerly, official lawyerly answer.
It was.
Maybe.
So
and, you know, in law school, we paid a lot of money to learn how to answer questions that way.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, and it depends on the document. So you're going to need to take the document to a lawyer to have them read it and then have them explain it. because it depends on how it was written. Some attorneys do it in a sloppy way and say, once the money's in there, that's it. Other people try and leave a back door to be able to make modifications.
Sure, I
maybe, and it depends are the two official legal answers.
Which is what my sister always tells me. She's also an attorney.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe, and it depends.
Yes.
Hey, David, why would, quick question though, as a follow up on that, I feel like this show today is awesome because Goalie and I just get to ask you a bunch of questions.
Yeah. Well, if you call in and you have your own questions, go for it.
Give them the number. Maybe if you give them the number, Goalie, it resonates a little more.
1-800-222-5222.
There you go. So, David, what's the difference between an irrevocable and a revocable trust? Why would you do one over the other?
Yeah, so most people will go with a revocable trust because you don't want to take the money completely out of your control, but you want it in a trust. The reason you want a trust is because if you die, having a will tells the court and everyone else how you want to divide your money. But if you only have a will, you have to go through probate. You have to take the will to the probate court. You have to hand it over to the judge, and then the judge reviews it and decides how the money gets divided. And there's a percentage of your estate that gets lost that is automatically paid to the attorneys, whether they spend the time or not. So it becomes a very expensive proposition if you only have a will. If you have a will that then pours over into a revocable trust, the trustee is allowed to take all your assets and divide it exactly the way you want it, and you don't have to go to court unless there's some sort of problem. And so having a trust is an important thing, and that's a revocable trust. An irrevocable trust is something used more by people who are later on in their life. And so the main reason you have an irrevocable trust is to take the money out of your estate because perhaps you have more than $5 million in assets. And currently, $5 million is the limit where you don't get taxed when you leave inheritances to people when you die. So if you have more than $5 million, maybe you want to pull some of that money out of your estate, put it in an irrevocable trust. Now it's not part of your estate. It won't be taxed, and it will pass right to the people you want.
I see.
The problem, though, is once it's out of your name, you're going to have a hard time changing it. So most people wait until they're in their 70s to start doing this.
I see. Okay, that makes sense.
There's actually another reason for an irrevocable trust. If you're in your 70s or even in your 80s and you have a lot of money, you may want to put it in an irrevocable trust because if you become sick and you have to be hospitalized, the hospitals and our healthcare system will make you spend all of your money on your healthcare first until it's all gone, and then they'll give you government benefits.
So
if you move most of your money out of your name and it's in an irrevocable trust, you don't have control over it anymore, and you get to the government benefits more quickly.
That's interesting. That's a very interesting point. I didn't realize that.
So if you have over $5 million and you want government benefits, just put all your stuff in an irrevocable trust, and you get government benefits right away.
Yeah.
There you go. Good way to game the system. Right?
Yeah, sure. If that's how you want to look at it.
So good stuff, David. And by the way, you prepare trust for people and all of that kind of stuff, estate planning, family law. So if you're listening to the show and you need all those services, give David a call. Get that free consultation, glassfamilylaw.com. Sorry, I gave away free consultation. Is it a free consultation?
It is a free consultation. The first hour is free. After that, you're on the clock.
First hour is free. After that, it's $17,000 an hour. No, just kidding.
No.
Just kidding.
A little bit less than that.
That's right. But you get that free consultation, so it's good I gave it away. Glassfamilylaw.com, or check us out on our website as well, Real Estate Zone Radio. We'll have all of David's information on there for you, and you're all set and ready to go. Because, you know, David, this is so important. I feel like, you know, anytime our clients are buying a house, one of the first things I ask them is, hey, do you have a trust? Have you done your family and estate planning? And most of the time, you know, especially our younger clients will say no. And some of them think, oh, that's only important when I have kids. You know, I hear that all the time. And I always tell them, nope, give David a call, get the consultation, and, you know, at least see what your options are. You know, is a trust and doing estate planning, by the way, good for everyone or just people with kids or just people buying property?
It's good for everyone, because if you have any sort of amount of assets in excess of $150,000 and you go through probate, you may lose almost 40% of your assets when you die before it gets to the people you want to leave it to. And to write a relatively simple pour-over will and to have a basic revocable trust is maybe a couple $1,000s worth of legal work. It's worth it to avoid losing 40 to 50% of your assets at the time you die. And unfortunately, you never know when that's going to happen.
Yes, we don't. So yeah, good. I mean, David, so important. You know, so folks, if you're out there and you're thinking about buying a property, or you're in escrow even, and you're buying a house. By the way, David, never too late. Like sometimes our clients will do like a couple days before closing, and it's still fine, right?
Yeah, yeah. You can do a cohabitation agreement at any point before you purchase the house. You can do a prenup. You need 7 days from the time you draft it to the time you sign it, but that's a minimal amount of time.
Sure. Good stuff. Well, David, such good content here. Really valuable information. Hope you guys are enjoying the show here. Talking to David Glass, our expert family law attorney and good friend of the show here. We got Goalie with TBG Homes here in Calabasas. We cover the entire Southern California area. And, of course, Payman Kermani with Movement Mortgage. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with David and, of course, celebrity and luxury real estate. You don't want to miss it. Goalie's got some nice, juicy stories for us today. Come on back to the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
What's up, Doc?
I have no business trying to understand human metabolism, yeah, which is so off the charts crazy complex.
Yeah, yeah.
And the biggest problem is that people don't know enough to realize they don't know enough. I know this much. I just know enough to know that I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
I know.
Dr. Drew. Midday Live. Mike Catherwood. Weekdays noon to 3 on KABC.
Finally, a program designed for the home seller, not the realtor. Flexible fees, no upfront costs, cancel anytime. Hi, I'm Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty and host of the Real Estate Zone radio show right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC on Saturday mornings. With our hassle-free listing system, you can even sell your home yourself while it's listed and pay nothing. And if you're not happy, fire me. Mind you, I think you'll be happy because our average time for selling a house is 31 days faster than the market average, and most of them sell for full price or more. I'm not bragging. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Fact, my team and I help over 19 times as many home sellers than the average agent in Southern California. For a free, no obligation information packet, call anytime, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. That's SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. For over 11 years, we've offered the right to cancel, flexible fees, and no upfront costs. Give us a call at 1-800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, 800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com.
This is Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes at Keller Williams Realty, California BRE number 014-21366.
Whoever said money can't buy happiness?
Never shopped at Macy's.
Oh, you're talking about Macy's money.
It's like getting free money.
For every $50 I spend at Macy's or online,
you get $10 in Macy's money to use at a later date.
In store or online?
Right, even on top of all the great coupons.
Oh, so the savings really add up.
Big time. Still think money can't buy happiness?
I'm not sure, but $10 back for every $50 I spend
means you can buy just about anything else.
Earn Macy's money right now. Details and store exclusions apply.
If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right, they will. About a mile after they hit you. In 2015 alone, 230 people were killed at railroad crossings. Don't become the next fatality. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Your one stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone, your number one source for all things real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or mortgage finance, refinance. We are your number one show on the airwaves talking to you about all of those things. Welcoming back Payman Kermani from Movement Mortgage, number one fastest growing mortgage company in the world, the only mortgage company we trust at TBG Homes. Of course, welcoming back Goalie Vedani from Calabasas. She's ready and excited to talk to you all about luxury and celebrity real estate in just a minute. And our special guest today, we're having so much fun with David Glass, psychologist, family law expert. GlassFamilyLaw.com is the way to get in touch with him to get that free consultation for anything that you may need related to family law, real estate, and all things in between. So here we go. David, I know that Payman's got a question for you live on the air. Payman, go ahead and ask your question for David.
All right. Had a quick question for you, David. So if I have a parent and a child that are on title together, something happens to the parent does not have a trust. Is the child able to go ahead and sell that house and realize those proceeds without having to go to probate?
Yeah, so that ordinarily, yeah, it depends how they hold the house. If they're holding it as joint tenants, then there's a right of survivorship. So the house automatically passes 100% to the son. He can go ahead and sell it. If they're holding it in some other form of title, then he may need to open up a probate just to get control over the house, provided that the mom left it to him. So it depends on the documents, but most likely the house will go entirely to him.
I was going to say it depends. I don't know.
Because we see that a lot in, the parent, a little bit elderly, does not have a trust, does not have anything, you know, but child is on title with the parent, and the parent, something happens to the parent, and at that point the child is left, doesn't know what to do with the house, doesn't know if he can sell it or she can sell it at that point.
Yeah, and so ordinarily the death certificate is given to prove that the joint tenant no longer is living and that the right of survivorship kicks in, and so that the son gets the house. The other easy way to avoid if people don't have sizable assets, if parents put their children on their bank accounts as co-owners or on their stock accounts with a right of survivorship, it automatically passes. You don't have to go through probate or go through the whole estates process. It's a little bit more dangerous doing that, but it sometimes works.
Okay. Thank you.
Makes sense. Payman, make sure you send all those clients over to David. He'll hook them up and get it all documented properly so that there aren't any issues down the line.
Well, definitely. I'm going to be calling David myself, so.
There we go. Good stuff. David's always full of really great information. Well, hey, David, how about we turn to, by the way, thank you for all this awesome info. So good. Our listeners, I'm sure, are getting so much value from this. Let's go ahead and turn to Goalie with celebrity and luxury real estate.
Let's
and I'm sure
do
there's
it.
A blend here, too. I'm sure we'll hear some common themes.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it. So Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi, who are like serial house flippers,
yes,
have now put their Santa Barbara estate on the market for $45 million.
Wow.
Yes, it's 16 acres on the ocean, 10,500 square feet. And they actually bought this property back in 2013 for almost $30
million. Wow.
It sits on 3 parcels of land. And now they're asking for $45 million. They've owned, I think, 7 or 8 properties together that they've flipped. I think Ellen could quit her job and just go into flipping houses and probably make a killing.
Did they do anything to the property, or they just...
It doesn't look like it.
Okay.
It doesn't look like they've done anything to it other than just maintain it. And that seems to be a common theme with celebrities. It's sort of like, oh, now I'm a celebrity and I've owned the house, so I'm going to tack on an extra $20 million and sell
it.
Yeah,
no
sometimes
problem.
It works, sometimes it doesn't. We'll see in this particular case if it does. But it looks like an incredible estate.
That's a lot of appreciation, though. 50% in a couple years. Market hasn't gone up that much, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, it is Santa Barbara. That area is a little crazy. Talk about luxury. It's growing like crazy up in Santa Barbara, Montecito. So this story is absolutely amazing. This week, Katy Perry, in a Los Angeles Superior Court judge, decided that she, in her favor, against none other than a group of nuns.
What?
Yes. Okay. So Katy Perry, there's a convent in Los Feliz, and Katy Perry wanted to buy this convent.
Okay.
And she's been wanting to buy it for the last couple of years. Well, the nuns didn't want to sell it to her. They were the Sisters of the Most Holy and Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. They did not want to sell it to her, and they wanted to sell it to another buyer instead. Well, Katy Perry was going to offer more money, and they still didn't want to sell it to her. We don't know why. So the Archdiocese of Los Angeles got involved, and they said, you know, Katy Perry can buy it. And it got into this huge battle of whether the archdiocese can make that decision or whether the nuns can make the decision. Well, sure enough, this week, the court ruled in favor of Katy Perry. She is going to be buying the property for $14.5 million, and she plans on moving into it. It's a convent.
Oh, my.
Okay. There you go. I love the sound effects there, Frank. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing. I once had a case where I brought in a nun who was a teacher at a Catholic school to testify, and she brought her own Bible and put her hand on it for her own oath. And after I asked her the questions, the opposing counsel wanted to cross-examine her, and the Irish Catholic judge wouldn't even allow it. He said, the nun testified. She obviously didn't lie. You've got no right to ask any questions.
No way.
Really? That's amazing.
Completely against all you know, civil procedure, but that was it. This judge was not allowing anyone to ask opposing questions of a nun.
No separation of church and state there, right? Yeah.
Sounds like an appeal waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Then you get a Jewish judge on appeal. You're fine. Right. That's really good. That's funny. Well, Goalie, good stuff. Lots going on in celebrity and luxury real estate. Hey, guys, why don't we chat with Leo on the phone lines from Upland. Leo, good morning. You're live with Danny Goalie Payman and David Glass.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. We're doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I got a problem, I guess, I need some advice on. I got some property in Rancho Cucamonga. And I need to reestablish residency. Now, my sister's been in there for 13 years. Basically, she finagled her way in there and is trying to prop herself as the sole owner, and she can't do that, obviously. But I need to either get half the fair rental value or get back in the property. Every time I show up, it's a restraining order and stuff. So how do I do it right? Do I need a lawyer? Because my problem's been for so long is I need the equity to get a lawyer. But I need a lawyer to get the equity, which is cash rent too.
Right. And so the problem is she's in there presumably without a lease. You never wrote a lease for her, I'm guessing.
Well, supposedly my dad left his half. Me and my mother and father bought it back in 86. And chain of title is my mom passed because she had cancer, left her third to me and my dad. My dad left his half to my two sisters, they're twins, and one's in L.A., the other one's in the house out here. And she actually got a restraining order on both of us, 13 years ago and whatnot. But one thing or another, it's fine. It's my sister, you know. I just need to – thank God I still have the property, you know. So there's a third – the equity can – it's all paid off. You know, an equity could go to a third down payment for each sister, but – I need to try to do it right without a Dr. Phil right now. I'm in a Cash 22, which I've been for a while now, is I can't get the equity because I need a lawyer.
Yeah.
I need a lawyer to get equity. So it's kind of difficult, you know, when you're on public assistance, and I shouldn't be, but that's the way things are. And I just want to try to work this out amicably. If I can't, I need to go after her all guns, but I don't have any ammo.
Yeah, so the short answer is that you definitely need to hire an attorney because a real estate attorney, a litigator, needs to do a partition action, take it into court to decide what percentages go to whom, and then either provide for an opportunity for you to refinance and buy them out or sell the property, which would be a loss to everyone. There are companies that provide funding for your litigation. If you do a Google search and you do litigation funding, they may give you the money to hire an attorney, provided that they're going to get the money back with some interest. And then if you talk to a real estate attorney and figure out how much it's going to cost to bring the action, and then you can pledge your part of the house to secure it so that you can pay back the lending company, that may give you an option of going ahead and starting the litigation, which would then throw your sister out and partition the property.
There you go. Leo, thanks for the question. Do a little Google search and find out that answer. Thanks so much for calling in. Have a great weekend. David, great answer. I love that. I was thinking about all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
That's good.
Ordinarily, people would be completely stuck, and then
right.
They would fight with their brother and sister, and then the brothers and sisters wait to see who's the last to die, and that's who gets it.
Right.
That's a long, slow, not very fun process.
Exactly. Well, David, this has been so amazing having you on today. Thanks again for being on for the third or fourth time. You're a good friend of the show. We love having you on. You're welcome back anytime.
Oh, it's been a ball. I can't believe that an hour went by so quickly.
It's crazy. It goes by fast. So remember, guys, GlassFamilyLaw.com. That's GlassFamilyLaw.com. You can also call our hotline, 1-800-358-7563. If you didn't get your question answered, check us out on Facebook and on our website. We'll have all of the information about David on there. For Goalie Vidani of TBG Homes, Keller Williams in Calabasas. For Payman Carmani of Movement Mortgage, I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin. It's been awesome. Everyone have a great week. I'm off to Mammoth on Monday. We'll talk to you next Saturday on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421368.